Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day. There's more bad news in the papers today. Pain and suffering headed your way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day.
Steven said it all began after he and his wife drifted apart. He admits he knew most of the women. Here's some good news, Tommy.
Yay!
Ready?
Wait, don't deliver it yet.
Okay.
We gotta find a sounder to bring it in with. Okay. I'll find it. You just sit there and flower your nuts. Here we go. Let's see. Where the hell is... I'll find it. Don't you just...
And now time for a dandy day brightener.
No, that's not going to cut it. That's okay, but that's not really what I want.
Okay. I'll wait.
Okay, thanks.
It's time for happy news. It's time for happy news. It makes you feel so good. You get all warm inside. Everyone needs good news every once in a while. It's time for happy news. It's time for happy news. The Mishki Broadcast Show.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tommy. Vikings lost to the Jets yesterday, 26-13.
You sick, twisted freak.
And now, of course, the big question is, has the Brad Johnson era ended? Johnson benched for the third time yesterday, and rookie Tavares Jackson took over. Leading the Vikings... to one touchdown.
This is John Soule being led away by Satan.
Jackson says it was tough to see Johnson get booed off the field.
He didn't
I don't
want to
see that
booed.
Happen, you know, but I don't know. Just fans, sometimes fans don't understand more than being a quarterback.
He didn't get booed. A little announcement
yes.
for that gentleman and for Jimmy Suhan and for the booing was for Childress. And his inane decision-making as a coach, one decision of which happened to be putting Johnson back in. That was the booing. We accept that Johnson is old and doesn't have what he once did. What we're saying is this is an entertainment medium. We want to be entertained. You guys couldn't entertain a quadriplegic bubble boy. Quadriplegic bubble boy? What the hell is that? What the hell is that, Johnny?
I'm not sure.
A boy in a bubble. A plastic bubble.
I understand, yes.
Who's quadriplegic. Well, they would be tough to entertain. The idea is when Jackson came in, the game became entertaining.
Okay.
I was watching it with my boy, and I said, now it's fun to watch football. It wasn't fun 3 minutes ago. That's the booing. Childress thinks that somehow he's fighting a war, and he needs to win so that we can take land and save our freedom. It's a game, you moron. Entertain us.
I thought the first 2.5 quarters were quite entertaining, but that's just me.
Only a twisted freak and a sick one at that who shouldn't even be watching a game where he doesn't have a team in the hunt, in the, what do you call it, in the fight.
Oh, no, I always have a... Anybody playing the Vikings is my dog in the hunt, okay? So, Coach Childress.
Schadenfreude. The Germans have a name for it. And I sometimes wonder, what's your ethnic background?
Mine, German.
German, very good.
German, Russian, yep. Coach Childress.
German and Russian. Yeah. What a nasty combination.
Coach.
A freaking Nazi commie.
Coach Childress says he hasn't decided yet who will start Thursday night against the Green Bay Packers, who are now, of course, in second place.
Hey, Johnny,
want
to put a little bet on that game?
Sure.
Captain Cocky?
Sure.
What would you like to bet?
I have 5 spots.
Because I'm going to go out and find Gary Quazo and I'll beat
Gary
your guy.
Quazo? It's a blast from the past.
How about if we bet that whole thing I tried to bet you with last time, the box for the food shelves? So you have to.
What?
What do you mean, what? I don't recall
that bet.
Yes. Remember you chickened out of it at the end? I said, let's have a bet on who's going to win. If my guys win, you have to fill a box and drive it over to the food shelves, a box of non-perishable food items. If my guys lose, I'll box it up.
Okay. I don't recall that bet, Tommy. I think you must have had that bet with somebody else.
Speed, do you recall it?
I don't.
I think that was with somebody else, Tommy.
No.
But that's okay, though.
You know what?
What?
Somebody out there has the tape. People tape this show, and they have it, and I remember it.
Now, was that
recently? Yeah, it was this year, and you, it was in this new time slot, and you said, how about if you said it's probably just going to be a tie.
Okay.
Do you remember saying that?
I don't, but I may have.
I don't recall.
I don't recall.
Yeah. Someone's going to call. See, I got a supporter right here. Watch this. Hello? Hello?
Jason?
Oh, dear God. Dear God almighty. Paul? Paul? CCO, buddy. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
5 Eyewitness News weather forecast. Maybe 36 today, 16 overnight tonight, 42 tomorrow. Right now it's 27 degrees at AM 1500.